96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. After 2 winters of snow shortages and warm temperatures, the Sealy Hills Classic is finally back on its traditional course. The Sealy Hills Classic is the second largest annual classic cross-country ski event held on the American Birkebeiner Trail. It featured a 42K classic and a 22K classic race and is an American Birkebeiner qualifying race.
This race was started to make sure that classic skiing stayed alive in the region and in the area and to kind of celebrate that traditional technique.
That's Christy Mackey, event director for the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. She says for the past 2 years, the Sealy Hills Classic hasn't been held on its traditional hillside course near the 00 trailhead in Sealy. Poor snow conditions forced organizers to move the race to the American Birkebeiner Trailhead in Cable, where skiers competed on a looped 5-kilometer course, with snowmaking helping to keep the trails in shape. After 2 winters away from the hills, the race finally returned to its original course in Sealy this year.
That's the traditional venue where this event has been held since the 80s. So we're really excited to be back here. With the last 2 years of low snow, we've had to be up at the American Birkebeiner Trailhead, and it's really nice to be back in Sealy.
After the races, participants gathered for the post-race party at the Sawmill Saloon, enjoying food, music, and a chance to celebrate with fellow skiers. Later on, awards were handed out, including the Penman Award for the top 3 male and female finishers in the full race. Prizes were $1,000, $250, and $125. Age group winners were also recognized in both the full and half races, with categories ranging from under 19 to 70 and older. Freezing rain and sleet accumulations can mean treacherous travel this time of year. But how does it form? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
When a warm-up in winter is headed into the state, it nudges in and it slides above the cold air mass already in place. Now, how thick that warm layer is and where you're located while the process is underway determines if you'll get snow, sleet, freezing rain, or regular rain. It gets tricky with freezing rain and sleet. Both start off falling as a raindrop through the warm air above. Depending how thick the layer of cold air is at the surface means the more time the raindrop has to freeze, where you get sleet, a frozen raindrop. But if the cold air is hugging only the ground, then the raindrop freezes on contact, creating a coating of ice on whatever the raindrops touch, including cars, sidewalks, streets, and even trees. Ice accumulates quickest on bridges, overpasses, and ramps, as the cold air is able to rush underneath them, freezing them faster. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $5 million in funding to support hunger relief efforts across the state. The funding comes from a $10 million total investment in the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program included in the new biennial budget. The grant program seeks to connect local nonprofit food assistance programs with local producers, keeping food pantry shelves stocked while supporting local agricultural producers. The $5 million in funding will be split evenly between Hunger Task Force and Feeding Wisconsin. Under the grant program, the funding can only be used for food purchases where at least half of the food is produced or processed in the state. A long-running study found that high levels of PFAS in the water supply are negatively affecting bald eagles across Wisconsin. According to a WPR report, the Great Lakes Bald Eagle Health Project has been testing the birds for contaminants like heavy metals in their blood since 1990. The organization began testing blood samples from eaglets along Lake Superior and the Apostle Islands in 2023. They found around 40 different types of PFAS. Researchers also determined that the higher levels of PFAS leave some birds more susceptible to disease. The researchers are now working to use the test results to determine exactly where the forever chemicals are coming from. January is National Radon Action Month. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding people to test your home for radon. This natural radioactive gas can seep into homes through foundations. It is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. For people who smoke, having exposure to high radon increases increases the risk of lung cancer by 10 times. This is the fourth year you can send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs facilities around the state. Since the program began in 2023, over 80,000 Valentine's Day cards have been sent in and distributed to members and veterans. Secretary of Veterans Affairs James Bond says this program spreads so much happiness because of the outpouring of support and love to veterans. These cards will be delivered to veterans living in VA facilities in Chippewa Falls, King and Union Grove, as well as residents in the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. You'll need to mail your cards by January 31st for timely arrival. They can be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin 53707. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the work week with a mix of sun and clouds, high temps in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds with a wintry mix possible after midnight, low temps in the mid-20s. A bit of a wintry mix continues on Tuesday with high temps in the mid to upper 30s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.